Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie D Show. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday. Wow. I'm hoping that all of you had an amazing weekend. You were able to spend quality time with your family, friends, and, you know, just have that amazing time. And I know that we are living difficult and challenging times right now. I mean, it is what it is. And we have to try to make the best out of it. We have to be positive. We have to be, you know, mindful that it all depends on our attitude and our thoughts and definitely our spiritual life, our being, you know, as the best as you can be. And our prayers and thoughts are with all the people that are suffering right now, especially with this horrible disease. And it seems like more things are piling up. There is, you know, our brothers and sisters in the Black community, you know, they're being targeted right now. And here in Canada, our seniors are being discovered that they're not being well taken care of, especially with this COVID. We had a huge amount of death. But even with all that is going on, I really, really think that there are goodness in people and there are good things and there are goods that are happening right now. People are being creative. People are thinking out of the box to come up with different ideas for businesses in their own personal out. They're helping people all over the world. People are being so humanity, the goodness of humanity is coming out. And I think that is wonderful, wonderful. On that note of being creative and being positive, I have for you another artist. Isn't that interesting that we have authors and authors and authors and authors? It's like that's nothing but this author. And then we have musicians and musicians. And it's not like I planned it that way. That's the way it comes here. And obviously, we're not to discriminate. I mean, we love every single genre of music and every single genre of artists and musicians. People are becoming so creative. Like, we never had poems being read here in the Lizzie T Show, and now people are being so, you know, they're cooked up, they're in lockdown here in Canada. We slowly starting to come out and open different places like restaurants and outdoors, which is awesome. At least we can go eat out, you know, outdoors. And the theater I heard is opening. I'm not sure if I'm that comfortable to go to the movie theater right now. I mean, I'd much better be outdoors. And the pools are opening and the malls are opening. So things are slowly with them. I said, never mind, just to think about that. So wherever it is that you go, you got to make sure you got your mask on and you got your gloves, especially if you have a low immune system, or have somebody else do the stuff for you, and just go for a walk. I mean, that hasn't stopped in Canada or in North America. And some places in North America is a lot easier than what other countries in the world I have. I've heard from people in South America that, you know, they can't even go for walks. They're next. Strict lockdown. They have to ask for a permit for 3 hours to go grocery shopping, and God forbid if you've been caught to be outside of those 3 hours. So just be thankful for what you have. So that's my advice to you. And talking about musicians, we have, like I said earlier, a great artist, Chakofwe, which is his name if you haven't read on my social media. And by the way, make sure you follow us on Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. Instagram, The Lucy Show, Twitter, LinkedIn. My goodness, what else? We're doing TikTok. contrary to my belief, but they say that, you know, you got to be everywhere, and we're everywhere. And right after the interview, right after we speak to our artist, we will be playing his song. So there is a cool song that he sent to us, and I've been listening to this. I love it. And we will be playing songs from other artists that have been sent it to us. So if you would like to have your song played to, here at Lizzie T Show, send us your MP3 at radio@lizzyt.com, radio@lizzyt.com, or you can always fill the form, and we will definitely be happy to. Just want to make sure that there is no profanity in this radio station. We want to make sure that there was the whatever version that you sent us, they're clean, because we try not to, we don't play songs with profanity. So here's a little teaser what is to come, everyone.
You know, she tired of dealing with y'all. Cause y'all ain't got no big body. Baby, wanna big body. Baby, wanna.
So we play the whole thing right after the interview and a lot more. We have a variety of our MP3, I mean our inbox rather, is full of MP3, and we will try to get to all of them today for sure. We play it for about a couple of months every day. You know, we take turns, and then we have a new batch with other songs. So if you know somebody who would like to have a little bit of extra exposure with their music, just send it my way, show@lizzyt.com, and we will love to help you out that sense. This show, by the way, is being sponsored by, we got a brand new sponsor, Dr. George Grant. He's a homeopath, naturopath, great guy. We will be playing the commercials throughout the interview, and obviously right after the music section as well. If you are interested in being part of the Lizzie T Show or sponsoring this show, again, send us your email. We will send you a package. We will mention you throughout the show. We will be playing the words of a sponsor, which is a cool jingle that we do for you. And definitely send us your information. We will love to have you as a sponsor, because without your contribution, without your support, this show could not be possible. So that's our housekeeping for day, everyone. And I think it's time for us to meet again. So he is originally from Puerto Rico, but he is from, he said Florida or Miami, one of those where it's hot, where Canadians love to go. His name is Chico Fue. He is in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia right now, right on a studio, which is awesome. And he'll be talking to us about his life, about how, what got him started into the music industry, and much, much more. So let's welcome him. Hello, Chico Fue. Welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey.
Fight.
We amazing. We awesome. How you doing?
Fantastic. How is COVID treating you, Chico Fue?
Oh, we corona free, mask off.
So you guys are off lockdown. I can tell you guys are off all that, restriction of going out in places. So you're pretty much free to go and do wherever you want now. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. The city is officially open. The city of Atlanta, Metro Atlanta. That's where I'm at now. But
right.
Since Corona, I've been working. I wasn't in the house. I've been working, grinding.
That's awesome.
Every day's a hustle.
Absolutely. And I find that a lot of musicians, a lot of artists, this is the time. It's like, you know, time was stopped for you guys. And here's the time to concentrate. Here's the time to start, you know, producing, creating, and working and hustling and doing all the great stuff that you guys know how to do. Good for you. I mean, you're using this time as being proactive and not, you know, feeling sorry for yourself. Now, what am I going to do? You know, where am I going to perform? There's a lot of performance going on the net, which is awesome. So for people that don't know you, Chico, can you give us a little bit of background? What got you started into the music industry? ministry? Were you always a musician? Is it something that you had it when you were just a little boy, or it grew with later on in life? Can you give us a little bit of background?
Well, I started making music when I first came out my mama. It was more like a cadence than a cry. I wasn't really crying when I came out. A doctor ain't have to slap me around or nothing like that. But that's where it all started as soon as I came out.
That is beautiful. That is awesome. So it was within you, and it was within you since you were given birth. You knew that this is what you wanted to do. So, yeah, I mean, you sound pretty young. You sound like you just started in life here doing this. So when was it that it became it? It became reality. It became, this is what I got to do for the rest of my life, even if I, you know, do something else, but music has to be in my life. When that moment, the aha moment came to you?
Well, I did my first show. It was actually an R&B song when I was in the third grade elementary school. And then I did, I started doing like bar mitzvah parties and just freestyling. And then I dropped my first official song in the studio like 15. I was on MTV at 17, 18 around there. I did commercial Showtime at the Apollo, and I was making my way up the ladder. And then I went to prison due to an informant. I had a trafficking cocaine charge, and it was an informant on my case. I went to prison. And when I was in prison, I said, well, when I come home, I can't do nothing else other than music. God said in the Bible, if you utilize your gifts, you'll be blessed in abundance with life and in your life. So I decided when I was in prison, when I come home, it's got to be all or nothing. Instead of one foot in, one foot out, it was more both feet in and running.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love when you quote, you know, the Bible. Definitely, you are using your gift, you know, voice, music. God invented music, and definitely is a way of praising Him and praising, you know, His creation and everything that He's done. I love it. So you were pretty young, you know, when you started performing and being on stage. I mean, grade 3. Wow, that's pretty awesome. And then TV and all that good stuff. Were you always shy, or you had that? You know, I can tell about your pictures and your Instagram and things and I have social media that I watch. Did you always have come out be out there personality, or were you a shy little boy? How did that by the way, your parents musician, friends musician, what's your influence?
No, actually it's so funny, ever since I was like since I can remember, I was always outgoing. I always did my own thing. I never was shy at all. I had my own house key in kindergarten. I got kicked off the bus for stabbing somebody with a pencil. I used to beat up the bullies. I always used to be like, I was always setting trends, 2-3 different color shoelaces, 2-3 different color T-shirts matching my outfits, the latest. And, you know, we worked, my mother, even though I hardly saw her, she worked real hard to get me the things that I wanted versus the things that I needed. And we didn't have a lot. So maybe she bought me these new $180 Nikes, but we only had rice in the refrigerator and water. So it was a lot of sacrifices going on. She worked a lot of 80-hour weeks and things like that. I got a lot of self-influence, though, because I sort of raised myself. So it's all about, for me, more so wanting something so bad and knowing that you can't give up, because nobody could beat me at beating me. And that's how everybody view themselves. You know, you be the greatest you, and nobody could top that.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. You have a very, very amazing, very interesting story to share with the world. I mean, for a parent, a mother that has worked really hard to try to, you know, give you the best of the best, even, you know, just so you could look good and not having enough food in your fridge. That's pretty incredible. And, you know, you have that desire, that personality, that focus that you have to do. So what is it at the end for you, Chico Foy? What is it for you? Is it money? Is it fame? Or you just love to do the music?
Well, it's like a 3-5 step process. And I say that only because I will always love music from 0 to 100, 145. So it's always the love for it, right? But then I gave a lot of my money to music for a lot of years through appreciating music and Southern hip hop and artists from the South and then artists from the Third Coast and from different areas. And then it goes to me getting the music, and then I'm spending money to do shows, spending money on wardrobe, spending money to travel. We've been famous, you know, since we were growing up. I've been famous since I was growing up. So it's, I'm not rushing for fame. But now that I spent so much money, I've gained so many contacts, and my network is so grand, now it's time to get the paycheck. And that's where the belief and the faith in the works comes in at, because if you have work without faith or faith without work, then you're dead. So that's where all that comes in at. So it's like a process. It's not like, oh, I'm only doing music for money. Oh, I'm only doing music for fame. Like, all of that comes with power. And, you know, you got to have your army in order to go to war, like Tupac said. So it's not like I'm just jumping out that I want this, I want that. Like, I grind so hard, I earn everything. So if I want something, I want it. People shouldn't judge you off that or judge me for that matter. But, hey, it is what it is. So I want it all. Can you hear me?
Hello, hello. Are you still there?
Yeah, I didn't go anywhere. Can you hear me? Did you get that?
Yes, I did. And it looks like we just got one second disconnect there, but we're back. We're back. One of the things that I don't want to forget, Cherik, is Chico Fue, sorry, is for you to mention people that are following and they know you all over the world, but there's a lot of people that are on my network that have never heard you before. Where can people find you?
Check out my YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, CHEEKOFUE. Subscribe, ring all the bells, put it on all. Subscribe to my YouTube. I'm on Tidal, Deezer. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Shazam. I'm on Spotify, Chico Fue, CHEEKOFUE. I'm all over the place. It's all one word. Google me. I got my website, www.gofue.com. That's going to be back up and running in the next 3 to 5 days. I'm everywhere. I'm on stickers. I'm on posters. I'm in your city. I'm in your chest. I'm on your TV. I'm on your YouTube. I'm everywhere. I'm in your heart. I'm in your brain.
I love that. I love how you know how to promote yourself. That's great. That really is a gift. You know, there's a lot of people that don't have that gift. You know, when they're come to the show, I have to kind of, it's like pulling teeth. And I don't have that problem with you because you know how to do this. This is awesome. So what are the theme of the show, as you heard earlier, is tell us who you are and what you do, which you've done an amazing job. Contact info. I will have everyone, all of your information right here on my social media, Facebook /Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, and also on Twitter and LinkedIn. And I have a poster for you to be able to follow us. There's a link for you to be able to listen to us right now live. And if you would like to interact with us, you can always give us a call. We don't bite. Maybe you know this artist. Maybe you want to ask questions. Maybe you're trying to get into the music industry and you find it tough, challenging. You want to give up. Maybe you want to ask for advice. I mean, this fellow has been there, done that, and is doing it. It's becoming very, very successful. I mean, I'm not expert, but he is. He could give you a tip. Call us, 516-418-5612. Again, is 516-418-5612 is the number. Interact. Or if you feel shy, that's okay. You can always call, comment on social media, Facebook /Lizzie T Radio, and we will love to answer any of your questions that you may have. And on that note, I wanted to ask, and for people that are listening to us, Chico Fue, all over the world, and they have exactly that question that I asked earlier. You know, they wanted to get in the music industry. They're finding talent, the challenges. They don't think that they know how. Can you give us a couple of tips, you know, how to get into it, what to do, or and what not to do to give up? Because if this is your dream, this is your desire, then, you know, it's worthwhile pursuing it. I want you to think about these questions, and I'll be right back after the words of my sponsor.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's Wellness Expert Ambassador, Scientist Professor, former Quarantine Officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Cause y'all ain't got no big body. Baby, want a big body. Baby, want a cloud nine like a roller coaster. Kiss up on the coaster, know some full game water ball. Cotton candy cream soda. Yeah. Baby, love a big body.
Hey, 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 I am back. This is Lizzie, your host from the Lizzie T Show. We are live today. It is almost 5:30. Whoo, Toronto time. We're here with Chico Fue, which is an amazing artist. So positive. You were listening a little bit of a teaser of the song, which we will be playing it right after the interview, after the full interview. And so if you would like to interact with us, don't be shy. 516-418-5612 is the number to call and to say hi, or maybe ask him, you know, when is this new show happening? You know, how can you help me? And things like that. And we are here live with him, and we will love to find out a little bit more, you know, what he thinks about people that are struggling right now, or people that would like to get into the music industry, or people that are just kind of, you know, COVID just kind of put a dump in their dreams and they want to give up. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that, Chico Fue?
Well, my thoughts on people wanting to get into the music industry. First things first, I say if you're not prepared to be 100,000% dedicated, just stay home, sit down, don't do nothing else. That's all you got to do, because it's going to take a lot of blood, sweat, and years, tears, ups, downs, arounds, roller coasters, water slides. Everything. You're going to go up, you're going to fall, you're going to scrape your knee, you're going to hurt your arm, you're going to break your leg. So if you ain't got a paramedic close, you might as well just stay there.
So, Chico Foy, we have a guest for you right now, and his name is Omar, and he would like to find out a little bit more about your background. So go ahead, Omar.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Yeah, Omar from the Boogie Down.
All right, Omar, how you doing today? What's going on, Papa?
I was just calling, man, checking you out, man. I heard about you for the years, man, I've been a fan for years. Keep doing your thing, man.
I appreciate you for calling in, man. What city are you coming out of?
Right now, I'm coming out of 8 out of the 8.
Oh, you in Atlanta too?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Big Boy Advise coming out of ATL.
Please.
It looks like we have a lot of support and a lot of people, you know, wanting to talk to you and having, you know, information from you, which is great. You know, I think the advice that you gave us, you know, if you're not committed 100,000% on what you're going to do, and this applies to everything, guys. It's not just on the music industry. It's not just, you know, that new entrepreneur business that you want to start or that new business that you want to start, everything. If you're not 100% or 1,000%, as Chico Fuen says, I mean, might as well just don't do it. Start it and then put your the full focus into what you want to do. So this is great advice that you go for. I think I appreciate it. And people that are listening to us all over the world, because this is recorded, and if you're not listening to us right now, they will be listening to us later on. You know, they will definitely appreciate your information, your golden nuggets, and your inspiration here. So my we're starting to come out of the end of the show here. I can't believe, you know, it's just time flies here at the Lizzie D Show, and we will be playing your music shortly. But one of the last theme of the show is what is new. So what are you working to go for the future? I mean, I know you have tons of plans. COVID has not stopped, and you're still going strong and working more than ever, I guess, because, you know, there was time, and now things are starting to come back to normal. So we got to put all those things that we worked towards in practice. So what is new? What are you working for?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Pause on that. Go ahead one more time. Repeat that, please, for me one more time. I didn't quite catch the beginning.
Yeah, the question was, what are the... the records. We have a lot of listeners. Instagram is popping and all that good stuff. You know, sometimes we have some technical difficulties, and you know, that's great. That's a good sign. I see those on awesome. Thank you, Teku, for, you know, splitting our lines here and you know, our bandwidth here, you know, just going like crazy. So I see some people are being tuned. So we got cut off, but I want to wanted to ask you the last question of the show is, what are you working, what is new, and what are the plans for the future?
All right, so currently we just dropped a mixtape on iTunes, Tidal, Spotify. It's the Foyage Prelude mixtape. We getting the Foyage album together. We working on shooting 22 videos in a row every week. We shoot one video a week. We are on video 8 right now, so we've been shooting for the last 8 weeks. It's not going to be a video album, but it's going to be put together properly. Hella marketing, promo. We want a Billboard Award. We want a BET Award. We'll be at A3C Festival if they have it in Atlanta. We'll be at South by Southwest in Texas. We want to hit the stage at the Coachella. We want to hit the stage at the Rolling Loud. We want to hit the stage at the Electronic Daisy Music Festival, the Governor's Ball. We want to hit the stage. We want awards. We want recognition. We want to blow up bigger than life. Real quick, one thing about like how people should have this approach to the music, I just want to take a step back real quick because this just hit my mind. It's sort of like that man with the little axe pick picking the wall, and he's probably got like 3 more picks before he hits the diamond, but he's so tired of picking that he just gives up, but he can't see what's on the other side of the wall, so he's a quitter. And the only thing that separates winners from losers is your mindset. So if you want to be a winner, switch up your habits, switch up your tendencies, switch up your mindset. I'm almost to where I want to be, and then when I get there, I'm going to go 100 times harder because that's not the stop. Sky's the limit after that.
Love it. Love it. Now, if you did not get inspired with this, I don't know what else is going to inspire you guys. This is breathtaking, amazing. I mean, you gave me chills. I mean, you made me want to move out of my my microphone and my studio here and get going, because there's a lot of things that definitely I need to get ready and I need to get prepared and I need to work 1,000%. And we all a little bit complacent, don't you agree? I mean, everybody, they can say here that we're not doing, given our 100%, we still have to give, we still have capability and within us to give us more. So thank you for that inspiration, Chico Foy. Thank you so much for the, you know, golden nuggets here, for those words of wisdom. And this is awesome. I know that you are going to be doing great, greatest success for everything that you do. Hey, and when you are there and you get that award, and I can say, hey, he was on the Lizzie T show first. I'll be so proud and honored to have you. I am proud of honor having you here today. So congrats on everything that you do. And, you know, thank you so much. You have so much on the go. This is incredible. Only last word, my friend.
Shout out to Lizzie T. Shout out to Toronto. We going from Duval today, Broward to Howard, and from Atlanta to Mayberry, baby. We shaking hands. We kissing babies. We campaigning this Chico Foy. When you say Foy, don't forget to say it 3 times. Foy, Foy, Foy. We on a whole nother mission. I'm inviting you on to that new drip, the Foyage drip. Like I said, we corona free, mask off. Ain't no thing. Ain't no shame in the game.
Love it. Love it. And on that note, everyone, how about we listen to the whole song from Chico Foy? Enjoy it, everyone. This is for you from Chico Foy, all the way from beautiful Atlanta, right here in Toronto, Canada. Love you guys. Love you. Here goes.
You know, she tired of dealing with y'all. Cause y'all ain't got no big body. Baby, want a big body. Baby, want a big body. Nine like a roller coaster. Kiss up on the coaster. No, some food game, water park. Cotton candy, cream soda. Yeah. Baby, love a big body. Baby, love a big body. Nine like a roller coaster.
roller coaster. Get the fuck up, so no, the pool game, waterfall, candy coated cream soda, 2.9 in the wood, that like 3 grand. Little mama loves swimming, get down the sea bank. Ooh, hey, still claiming they ain't boss. We don't in the same lane, still got the 5 feet. Vacay, key wet, got a home scooter. Real Miami, know I got a cute suit. And baby, love the big fight. And baby, carry big fight. Oh, yeah, man, we, yeah, she in the shorty. Back to back, three racks. Keep our hands shut up. We just took a key, take it. Shout out, look at Tennessee. Mama, mama, fuck you with me. Baby, really, fuck you with me. Yeah, baby, wanna big fight. Baby, wanna fuck you. Like a roller coaster, kids up on the coaster, no some pool game, waterfall, cotton candy cream soda. Yeah, baby, love a big vibe. Baby, love a club, man, like a roller coaster, kids up on the coaster, no some pool game, waterfall, candy coated cream soda. Turn around, roof in LA, yeah, she loves space. Talk about the drive in, gasoline, stop the space. I'm a tough and money with my hands, I put my face on it. Legs up, first turn it round, put my thumb on it. Yeah, she don't even know my real name. All she knows is she. Baby, I'm a magic tattoo, she's such a water bitch. We just took it through, we flipped up. Four birds, like you, baby, if we try to speed up. You know, fast, I'll be a car, fat show. Nah, baby, holler, she. Let me run my own car, we all say it's that too. Be the fire, take it to the waterfall in Albany. Kill on the heat, I work at that big tree. Baby, wanna be fine. Kids up on the coaster, no some pool game, water pool, cotton candy cream soda. Yeah, baby, love a big vibe. Baby, love a club, man, like a roller coaster. Kids up on the coaster, no some pool game, water pool, candy coated cream soda.
Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. what a blessing to be breathing.
And that was Park Row, everyone, with the song called Jaguar. And we have time for a couple of more songs. And this one, we had him on the show on Friday, so it's brand new. He is Kaffee Black, and let's enjoy it.
On the gas, got 200 on the dash, cause I'm trying to get back to the bag. Vacation never lasts, I'm so focused on my cash, now I'm trying to get back to the bag. I used to try to smash, but this time I gotta pass, so I gotta get back to the bag. Look at my ice, look at my swag, look at my life, I never lag, I just had to get back to the bag again. Another day, another dollar, that's how life goes. Ain't got no time for bullshit, I be quick to roll. Y'all do anything for clout, I got different goals. Not more money, not more money, not more money, my mind. Don't take it personal, cause I stay on my grind. I stay on the road, I'm in overdrive. I know she wanna ride, that's fine with me, yeah. Pull up outside in a line, said I'm here. Her head in my lap, run my fingers through her hair. Wish I could take you back to the crib, girl, I swear. Blaze hit my phone, so don't give me five, I be there. Mashing on the gas, got 200 on the dash, cause I'm trying to get back to the bag. Vacation never lasts, I'm so focused on my cash, now I'm trying to get back to the bag. I used to try to smash, but this time I gotta pass, so I gotta get back to the bag. Look at my ice, look at my swag, look at my life, I never lag, I just had to get back to the bag again. Yeah, back to the bag. Can't let nobody hold me down, about to come collect it if you owe me now. Niggas got me thinking more money is the problem. And you ain't about your paper, tell me how you supposed to solve them. Stop talking, stop pocket watching. Stop looking at my watch time clock. Y'all need to get on your shit down bad, trying to lick. Money come fast, I hand on my bill. One hand in the back, one hand on the wheel. Switching lanes, moving them things, man. I'm out here taking a risk. Part of the game, that ain't gonna change. I promise one day I'ma quit, but I'm back to my back again. Back again. Ain't no stopping me, need to try again. This ain't my life or dream, they don't understand. I wish I could see how much I gotta spend. Back to the bag, yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Cold blue breeze from the north, starlight dreams, life is hardcore. Working in the stew. I be praying for better things. I'm praying for peace at home. Praying for new freedom. Praying, shout it to me what I say to me. Even praying for my enemies. Praying for what I need.
be praying. Forgotten social authenticity. No one calls me in reality. Alone, my car is so deep. Shadow insecurity, nothing's a guarantee. I don't get a shot.
Coming up soon in next week. So there's a lot of music, a lot of musicians, as I said earlier, that are here with us, you know, doing their thing and showing us what talent is all about. Talking about talent, Todd Aaron, he is from Texas, and he sent us MP3. We had him on the show a couple of times, and this is one of my favorite songs out of everything that he's done, Kissed by the Sun. Let's enjoy it. And that was Todd Aaron, by the way. And we have room for one more song. And this is one of my very, very favorites, a gospel music singer. Her name is Gret. She is from the States, if I'm not mistaken, from L.A. And the song is called Don't Let Me Run. Gret, Don't Let Me Run. Enjoy it.
Don't let me run ahead of you. Just let me stay. Say I know fear. I long to hear you speak one word.
That is the time we have for today, everyone. And we will be back with another show tomorrow, another guest, and another fantastic day. Stay tuned, everyone, and make it a blessed, phenomenal day. God bless. Bye-bye for now.